Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Sliwa, features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today, Valdis Filks, is a research director at Gartner. Valdis will be speaking with us about data deduplication for primary storage. To what degree are end users now doing deduplication for primary storage, Valdis?
There's actually very few people and users who use primary storage today. However, there are some companies that have had deduplication for primary storage for a long time. Primarily, that's network appliance with their NetApp appliance product. However, there will be many more coming quite soon, and there's a lot of development in the area and promises and announcements in that direction.
In what ways do you think the landscape for deduplication for primary storage will change during the coming year?
Well, primary deduplication will predominantly start in the NAS space for NAS appliances and then move into block devices. So we will see more vendors, especially NAS vendors or companies and vendors who have products in the NAS space, rolling out primary deduplication on those devices first. There will be quite a few in the next 6 to 12 months. Probably within 12 to 18, some of the block vendors will come up with primary deduplication as well. It will really become ubiquitous and available in many areas of the stack, and some companies already have deduplication in the file systems. So it will exist in some of the servers, some of the server operating systems, their file systems. It will exist in some of the hypervisors, and those file systems used within those. Also, the NAS devices, as mentioned earlier, will be the first ones to have these features. And then later on, they will come out in the block, fiber channel, FCOE, iSCSI type devices. When that happens, obviously, the price of using and purchasing primary deduplication or any deduplication functions will drop, and it'll probably shake up the deduplication market a bit.
Well, what's the primary piece of advice you would offer to users considering deduplication for primary storage?
My primary piece of advice is it's mature. Deduplication algorithms and technologies are pretty mature. Obviously, test the appliances first. Some, like the network appliance products, have had them for a long time. With all new products, do a proof of concept first. The problem with deduplication is that every company's data is different, and we're not really sure until we store data on those devices what the dedupe ratios and savings will be. Because dedupe will happen at source or on primary storage, this may cause problems with existing dedupe backup and restore and archiving products because the data will be deduped at source. So I recommend that people really try and architect their backup and restore solutions to take into account primary deduplication. They may have to change their deduplication systems used in the back end because everything will be deduped at source. And systems similar to nature hate complexity. If data is deduped at source, we will not probably want to undedupe it, then dedupe it just for the backup system. So most people say that the world gets turned upside down by many technologies. That often isn't quite true. However, with primary deduplication, the analogy is quite fitting because deduplication will get turned upside down from today being used primarily in the backup space, and in the future it will be used primarily in the primary space.
That concludes today's podcast with Valdis Filks. Thanks for joining us.